It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I think like last Wednesday or so, gosh, it's been almost a week or so, where Alex talked about how she met a guy on Bumble, or at least swiped on him, and he said something about, what, a sugar daddy?
Yeah, his profile said, P.S., I'm always intrigued by the girls looking for sugar daddies, ha ha, which I was like, well, that's weird because he's not old, he's only 30 and he's hot.
Oh, yeah, that's usually you'd think they'd be like, what, 60?
Yeah.
Like double that age. Okay. So you swiped right on him and he connected with you?
Yeah, and I just started asking him. I was like, why do you have that in your bio? And he kind of briefly mentioned that, you know, he's been approached on the app from other girls, like asking if he'd be interested in doing it. And he's never actually done it, but he's open to the idea. And then I just stopped him there. I didn't want to talk about it on the app anymore. I just said, can you come on the show? At the time, I said next week, which would be today. And I said, can you come on the show next week and then talk to us more about this? Because I just had so many questions. And he just said, well, it depends. Like, would you be willing to be a sugar baby? And I was like, okay, so he was kind of flirting with me, asking me if I'd be willing to do it with him. And I mean, I'm not going to say...
do what?
Be a sugar baby.
Oh, I mean, do it?
I don't know. So that's what I wanted to ask him. Like, what is, as a sugar daddy, what is he wanting? Like, is he wanting sex? Is he wanting someone to hang out with? Because I've heard multiple stories from people, or even our own listeners, who've said they've been sugar babies before, talking about their own experiences, and some don't even have sex.
I figure, though, if you're a sugar baby, you have to at least tug it, right?
I don't know.
You got to do something. All right, well, we actually have this sugar daddy. We're going to actually use our voice changer here.
Okay.
And
he's an attorney and wants everything super private.
So. All right. Hey, good morning, Sugar Daddy, Anonymous Sugar Daddy.
Good morning, Mr. Joe.
Hey, wow, you sound really sexy this morning with that voice.
The Buffalo Bill voice changer.
Hi. Wow, okay.
Okay. So, by the way, thanks so much for coming on. I know that was kind of like weird, a girl you don't know on Bumble, but I don't know. So first of all, why, you said that girls just straight up ask you to be their sugar daddy on Bumble?
Correct. I mean, full disclosure, I didn't bring it up. They mentioned it to me.
And then it just started getting you kind of interested because you're only 30 and you're like, hot. I feel like you don't need to be a sugar daddy. You can probably get girls without paying them.
Well, I never thought of it, but definitely piqued my interest.
Well, like, how old are the girls that are talking to you on there that are asking this? Are they like, I mean, if you're only 30 and they think of you as a sugar daddy age, are they like 18?
Well, most of them are either, you know, between 20 and 22. If they're not starting like their senior year of college, they're recent college grads, stuff like that.
Okay.
All right, this is interesting. I'm still learning. Like, I don't even know what questions to ask Alex here, like, to poke and prod. Like, okay, so you've never actually done this before, so would you be interested then, you're saying, in Alex being your sugar baby?
I mean, my interests are peaked. Being interested is an understatement, I'd say.
Why are you so interested in, no offense, Alex, but why are you so interested in Alex? Because she's one of many women.
Well, you know, the thing about Alex is, you know, she's young, which is great for the whole sugar baby concept, which, you know, second to that, Alex has a lot of status. People know her. She's got a great personality. She's obviously beautiful. She's been on TV. She doesn't have a face for radio. So, you know, showering her with compliments over the air for the public to hear. But Alex's status, you know, is what really brings me to her, other than just being, you know, friendly, talkative, fun to be around. You know, who doesn't want to be around that?
Well, how much money are you making and how much are you willing to spend? Let's start negotiating here.
Well, glad we have some free moderation for our negotiation here, but well, I won't give you my exact income, but I mean, I made over $150,000 last year.
Okay.
That's not too shabby at all, man.
What exactly are you expecting me to do if I'm your sugar baby, if I was going to consider it, and how much would you pay me?
Well, the thing is, I don't like to put limits on it, and I want to make sure it's worth your while, first of all. I mean, your time is valuable to everyone, but most importantly, valuable to yourself. I mean, normally I like to start maybe to take you to a work function, which we have a lot of. You know, I'm thinking something around, you know, $500. That's kind of a good starting place. I've never done this before, keep in mind.
Okay, well, so, like, is there sex involved? What are you imagining when you've, like, entertained the idea of having a sugar baby?
I mean, again, I don't like to put limits on it.
What I don't understand is, why is a hot 30-year-old trying to get with young girls and pay them to be with him? Like, you must be into some weird stuff, because
Why do you say that? Why does he have to be into weird stuff?
Because he has to pay a girl to be with him.
All right, Anonymous, are you into weird stuff?
I mean, I'm a bit of a foot guy.
All right, there it is. See?
What do you mean foot stuff?
I mean, you know, feet are attractive. People forget about feet.
I'm going to disagree, but okay. Feet are disgusting.
I mean, guys' feet are.
But women's feet are sexy?
They can be if they're taken care of correctly. And, some people have thrown the high maintenance tag on Alex. I feel like she has great feet.
Okay, but what would I have to do with my feet? Like, do you just look at them from afar? Am I, like, letting you touch them? Do I have to rub them on you? Are you painting my toes for me, taking me for pedicures? Like, what?
Well, I'm a little bit of a pedicurist, I will say. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I've never done that.
Okay.
So what are we doing with the foot? Are you talking, like, I can't believe right now I'm Googling foot fetishes on our work computer. This is not going to end well.
I tease at the door.
But let me ask you this. Are you talking, like... Like, do you want to lick her feet? Do you want to kind of just have her feet touch you like a hand? Do you want her feet to touch certain spots, which would be considered sexual?
Okay.
I mean, do you want her to tickle her with you with the toes? What exactly happened with the feet here?
Here's the thing, Joe. A lot of people don't know if they like feet. So with Alex, she may like to have her feet licked. She may like to have... in between her toes, a little tongue action down there, which is, which is okay.
Ew.
Is that called, like, divide and conquer? What are you calling that?
Well, not all toes are created equal, so you may have to spend a little more time on certain toes, which is okay. I mean, the thing is, I want Alex to enjoy herself.
Oh, I don't know if I could. I don't know, man. If it was just going out for lunch, I might consider it, but I don't know if I can get down with the feet stuff.
You couldn't see him in this really sexual voice, just like, looking up at you and be like...
Yeah, the Buffalo Bill voice combined with you talking about licking in between my toes is not getting me there.
Hold on. I want to put the voice changer on me real quick and pretend that I'm him with your feet. Hold on.
This little picky went to the market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef.
Ew.
This little piggy had none. This little piggy legally went wee wee all the way home.
Yeah, I don't like that. No.
Alright, normal voice now. That's what I just imagined. Sorry. Continue on, Anonymous.
Well, back to what you asked about, Alex and I and how it relates to feet. Like I said, I want her to enjoy it from a foot perspective. But from my perspective, again, I want Alex to enjoy it. If she wants to use her feet on me, that's fine. I'm open to that. I'm not paying for the feet. I do happen to enjoy the feet. I'm paying for Alex in general and her company.
Speaking of Alex and her company, I have something that I think we need to address right here. I actually have a question, and I think Alex needs it because I definitely need it answered.
Yeah, last week when we kind of briefly brought up that we might have you on, we had a listener call in and say that she knows you. She knows who I'm talking about because she's seen your Bumble profile. And she said that you're married. So are you married?
Hang on. Don't answer it yet, Anonymous. I want to find out next on the Joe and Alex Show.